Shavua Tov. Today's daf is daf 37, daf Lamed Zayin. We're at the top of the page at the Mishnah. Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, 37a. About 6-7 lines on the top of the page. New Mishnah. The Mishnah begins. Shor shehu mu'ad lemino ve'no mu'ad le'she'eno mino. If you have an ox that is mu'ad, it's dangerous for its own kind, but it's not dangerous for another kind. It's mu'ad for a person, but not for a behema. Mu'ad l'ktanim ve'no mu'ad l'gdolim. It's mu'ad to young, small animals, but not big animals. Etshu mu'ad lo mishalem nezik shalem, ve'etshu mu'ad lo mishalem chatzi nezik. That which is mu'ad to it, the owner pays full damage. If it's not mu'ad to that animal, then it's only half a damage. Amru lifnei Rabbi Yehuda, they said in front of Rabbi Yehuda, if you had an ox that only gored on Shabbat, not on Chol. So Amar lehem, Shabbatot mishalem nezik shalem, limod achol mishalem chatzi nezik. On Shabbat, if he damages, you pay full damage. And during Chol, if he damages, you pay half a damage. Ematai hu tam, and when can it return to becoming tam again? Mishachzor bo shalosh yemei Shabbatot, if 3 Shabbats pass, and the ox didn't gore, it comes back to becoming tam. So the Gemara says, Itmar, Rav Zavid Amar, ve'eno mu'ad tnan. Rav Papa Amar, eno mu'ad tnan. Machloket Rav Zavid says, extra vav, ve'eno mu'ad tnan. And it was taught in Mishnah that it's not mu'ad. That extra vav is very important. Rav Papa says, no, it just says, eno mu'ad. Now what's the difference? So Rav Zavid Amar, ve'eno mu'ad tnan. It says extra vav, hastama have mu'ad. In general then, you can assume that it would be mu'ad. Rav Papa Amar, Eino Mu'ad Tanan. Rav Papa says, no, it just says it's not Mu'ad. This Tama Lo'avi Mu'ad. That in general, it would not be Mu'ad. So that would be the difference. The question is, what about in general? Not in this specific case. So Rav Zavid Daik Misefa, Rav Papa Daik Mireisha. Rav Zavid learns from the latter part of the Mishnah, and Rav Papa from the earlier. Rav Zavid Daik Misefa, he says from the latter part of the Mishnah, the Katana, it says, Mu'ad L'Ktanim, Ve'ino Mu'ad L'Gdolim. It's Mu'ad for these small animals, and not for the big ones. So if you say Iyamart Bishlama Veino Muad Katane, if you say the extra vav Veino Muad Hastame, that therefore in general you would assume have Muad, that it wouldn't be Muad. So Hakamash Panan Dafilu Miktanim Ligdolim Nami Mistama have Muad. Therefore you can assume, you can learn that even from small animals to the big animals of the same kind, you can assume that it's probably mu'ad too. If it's mu'ad for the small ones, it's also going to be mu'ad for the big ones if it's the same type of animal.
Is animals or people?
You're saying k'tanim and gdolim.
I haven't heard it for...
No, the way Rashi explains k'tanim agalim. So it's talking about animals, egel, right? So the Gemara says, Ela iyamart eino mu'ad k'tani. If you say eino mu'ad, like Rav Papa, without the vav, stama lo have mu'ad, and in general it's not mu'ad. So hashta yesh lomar miktanim leketanim de alma stama lahave muad. He says, okay, if you're saying from small animals to small animals in general, that's non muad. Miktanim legdolim tzircha lememar. Do you need to even say from small animals to a big animal? It wouldn't be muad. That's obvious. So why is it? What's the chidush? De lahave muad. Obviously, it's not muad. Rav Papa amar lach. Rav Papa would tell you it's tzircha. No, you need that. Salkadat chamin. I would have thought to say, since he gored, it was that species that he gored. It doesn't matter what size the animal is, he gored that animal. He is considered mu'ad to that animal. That's why he's coming to teach us, therefore, no, he's not mu'ad. If he gores the small animals, he's mu'ad to the small, not to the big, and vice versa. Rav Papa, Daig Mereisha, Rav Papa learns from the Reisha. Diketani mu'ad la'adam, eino mu'ad la'behema. Someone who's mu'ad to a person is not mu'ad to an animal. Iyamart bishlama eino mu'ad tanan. If you say eino mu'ad stama lo havi mu'ad, in general, the animal is not mu'ad. If you're mu'ad to a man, you're not mu'ad to an animal. Hakamashman is coming to teach us that filu me'adam lebehema nami stama lo havi mu'ad. That is coming to teach us that in general, even if someone, an animal, is mu'ad to a person, it's not considered in general mu'ad to an animal. We don't say because he's mu'ad to a person, therefore he's mu'ad to an animal. We don't say that. Ela iyamart ve'eino mu'ad tanan katane. If you say ve'eino mu'ad hastama have mu'ad, then in general you can assume that it is mu'ad. So hashta yesh lomar mi behema le behema stama havi muad. Okay, hold on. Then his proof is if you say from one animal to another animal in general it's muad, you can say they're muad from one to the other. Do you need to say from a person to an animal that is mu'ad? If an animal is killing human beings, how much more so it should be mu'ad to kill other animals? If he's killing human beings is a live human being. Animal doesn't necessarily have that same free choice. So it would be kol sheken. So what would Rav Zavid answer? Rav Zavid Amar Lachi would tell you, Reisha achaz zarakai. The Reisha is going on returning to becoming back a tam. Kegon dehava mu'ad la'adam mu'ad la'behema. Let's say an animal was mu'ad to people and mu'ad to animals. And the animal retracted its mu'ad status from being mu'ad to an animal. He was standing, the animal was standing by oxes, or animals rather, three times, and he didn't gore them. So I would have thought, since the animal is still goring humans, maybe that not goring of animals doesn't count for anything. If there's an animal who gores humans and gores animals, he's mu'ad for both, and it stops goring animals, maybe I would have thought, but he didn't stop goring humans, so he's still considered mu'ad to both. So the Gemara teaches that the retracting of the animal from goring animals holds him not to be a mu'ad for animals. He's still mu'ad to humans, but not to animals. The Gemara says, Meitive, we have a contradiction. Sumchus, Omer Sumchus says, Mu'ad la Adam, somebody is mu'ad to a person, Mu'ad la Behema, he's mu'ad to an animal. Mikal v'chomer from Kal v'chomer. Uma la Adam, Mu'ad la Behema. Sorry. Uma la Adam, Mu'ad. If a person is mu'ad to a person, if an animal is mu'ad to a person, the Behema, the Koshigan, is not all the more so you should be mu'ad to kill animals. Mikal the Tanakama, ain't no mu'ad kamar. It must be the Tanakama holds. That no, you would not be mu'ad. If you're mu'ad to a person, you're not mu'ad to an animal. So Amar Le, so that's a contradiction. So Amar Le, he says, Rav Zavid, what do you say? Rav Zavid, Amar Le, Rav Zavid, Sumchus achazarakai. Sumchus is going on how the animal returns back into becoming tam. Ve'achik Amar Le, this is what he meant to say. Le'tanakama, according to Tanakama, deka Amar, that he says, chazarad behema chazarahi, the retracting of an animal is retracting. Chazarad behema lav So he was saying, according to you, that you say that chazara the behema lav chazara. He says, I don't agree with that. Mikal v'chomer me adam, you can learn it from a person. Uma adam me adam lo kama hadar behemi behema lo kol sheken. Hold on, if you have this animal who gores humans and animals, and he stops goring animals, he's still goring humans. What's going to stop him from goring an animal? Nothing. Amar Rav Ashi, tashema, come and listen again. I'm really pnei Rabbi Yehuda. He said in front of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, hareze mu'ad shabbatot ve'ina mu'ad l'chumot achol. He is mu'ad for Shabbat and not for the weekday. Amar lahen, he said to them, Shabbatot meshalem nezik shalem, limot achol meshalem chatzi nezik. If you gore is on Shabbat, you pay full damage. If it's during the week, you pay half a damage. I amar bishlama ve'eno mu'ad katanei. If you save the vav ve'eno mu'ad, so shayul who dekam mishayle, they're asking him a question. Hu'unami kam adalu, and he's answering the question. Ela, I amar eino mu'ad katanei. But if you say eino mu'ad without the vav, they're just saying a statement. Who are they to say a statement in front of Rabbi Yehuda? And also, what is he responding to them? They told him that it's mu'ad on Shabbat and it's not on weekday. He's saying, yeah, you pay full damage on Shabbat and half a damage during the week. Oh, that's pashu, that's obvious. What are you answering them? If it's not a question, then what is it coming to say? What is he even saying to him? Amar Ravinam Resha Nami Daika. You can also derive this from the Resha. How? The Katane, it says, Et shemu adlo mishalem nezek shalem, et shenu mu'ad lo mishalem chatzi nezek. If it's mu'ad, you pay full damage. If it's not mu'ad, you pay half a damage. So, I amar bishlama ve'eno mu'ad katane. If you say the extra vav ve'eno mu'ad, parush kame parishla, he's coming to explain. But if you say without the vav, eino mu'ad, paska, then it should just stop there. Why does it come and add my two? Etch mu'ad lo mishalem nezek shalem, ve'etch eino mu'ad lo mishalem chatzi nezek. Why does it have to come and teach us if it's saying not explaining, rather it's just saying that it is mu'ad. Etch mu'ad, right? He's not saying ve'eino mu'ad. He's just saying mu'ad. Therefore, what is coming to add this? We don't know. Ad hashda lo asmaina da tam mishlam chatzin nezek muad mishlam nezek shalem. Have we never heard until this point that an animal that's calm that causes damage, you pay half a damage, and an animal that's muad that causes damage, you pay the full damage? It's obvious. So what is he coming to add? This is a proof to the opinion that says Rav Zavid, who says ve'enu muad with the extra vav. Ve'im tim selomar nami ita l'Rav Papa. If you want to say really, we hold like Rav Papa. Nagach shor hamor ve'gamal nasa muad lekol. If he gores an ox, a donkey, and a camel, he becomes muad for all animals because he killed multiple animals. Tanarban on the bright that says ra'ah shor nagach. Shor lo nagach, shor nagach, shor lo nagach, shor nagach, shor lo nagach, na'asa mu'ad l'sergin l'shvarim. Okay, he saw six oxes. First one he gores, second one he doesn't. Third one he does, fourth one he doesn't, fifth one he does, sixth one he doesn't. He becomes mu'ad in an alternating forum. That not every single ox he gores, but every other ox is what he gores. That's his mu'adness. Tanar banan, right? That says, ra'ah shor nagach, he saw an ox and killed. Chamor lo nagach, he didn't kill the donkey. Sus nagach, he killed the horse. Gamal lo nagach, he didn't kill the camel. Pered nagach, he killed the mule. Arod lo nagach, he didn't kill the wild donkey. So nasa mu'ad l'sergin l'kol, he becomes mu'ad alternating for all animals, not just for oxes. Ibailu, the Gemara asks a question. Flipping the amun, nagach shor, 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 v'shor. Chamor v'gamal. If he gores an ox, ox and an ox, donkey and a camel. Mahu, what's the deen? Hi, we're gonna have a bunch of questions right now. Hi, shor batra, the last ox, batar shvarim shadinale. Do we put it after the first two oxes? Vakati the shvarim hudayed lemidi acherin elo, and he's considered muad for the oxes, but not for the other ones because there's three oxes. O dilma, perhaps hi shor batra batar chamor, batra batar chamor vegamal shadinale. Maybe we put the last ox together with the donkey and the camel. Vayed le kulhu mine, and he becomes muad for all animals. Because there's a camel, an ox, and a donkey. And then you have another question. If he gores chamor v'gamal shor, shor v'shor, mahu. Donkey, camel, ox, ox, and ox, in that order. What's the din? Hai shor kama, that first ox, batar chamor v'gamal shadin. And later we put it after the donkey and camel. V'ayed le kulhu minei, and he becomes a mu'ad for all animals. Odilma, perhaps, batar shvarim shadin. And later we put it after the oxes. V'akati le shvarim hu de'ayed le minei acharina lo ayed. It is just a different order. Just a different order. Meaning it's going on the first ox, not on the last ox this time. If you say that first ox, is it a combination with the three oxes after it? Or is it part of the first two? It's really the same thing, just flipping the order of who he kills first.
But both is saying the order doesn't matter. Both is saying...
It's asking, which one do we say? Which one do we say that a third or first ox, does it go with the oxes? Or does it go with the other animals, making him muad to all? We didn't answer yet. Right, it's the grouping. Shabbat, Shabbat, I mean, it is the order also, because the third, whatever the ox is that's connected to the other two oxes, or to the other two random animals, that's going to one, that's a question. Do we say we combine it with the three oxes, and you say he's mu'ad for oxes, or we combine it with the two other animals, and he's mu'ad for all animals?
He's not rearranging
the order. He's just saying, no, he's just grouping. Which group does he go in? Third question. Shabbat, Shabbat, v'Shabbat, Echad v'Shabbat, v'Shani v'Shabbat. Shabbat, 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 Sunday and Monday. Mahu, what's the din? Hashabbat batraita batar Shabbat hu deshadin alei. The last Shabbat goes after the first two. Vakati the Shabbat hu ayed lemotachol lo. He's lo ayed. Maybe he's only muad for Shabbats, not for chol. Odilmar, perhaps batar echad b'Shabbat b'shanim b'Shabbat shadin alei. Maybe we put him after. We put him with Sunday and Monday, and v'yed le dekule yoman. He becomes muad for all days. Or another question: Hey b'Shabbat v'erev Shabbat b'Shabbat Shabbat b'Shabbat. Mahu. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Saturday, Saturday. What's the din? Has Shabbat kamaita batar hey Shabbat be'er Shabbat shadin alei ve'ayed lekulu yomei. Do we say the first Shabbat, does it go after Thursday and Friday, and therefore he's considered mu'ad for all days? Odilma has Shabbat kamaita batar Shabbatot hu deshadin alei ve'Shabbatot hu ayed. Or maybe that first Shabbat we join it with the last next two Shabbats, and therefore he's only mu'ad for the three Shabbat for Shabbat and not for other days. The Gemara answers to all these questions. Teku, we don't have an answer. We'll wait for Eliyahu Navi. Nagach shor yom tedvav. If he gores an ox on the 15th of the month, v'chodesh zeh in this month, v'yom tedzayin v'chodesh zeh, and the 16th of the next month, he gores the next ox, v'yom yudzayin v'chodesh zeh, and the next month, on the 17th, he gores the next ox, plukta de rabu shmuel, t'machloket rabin shmuel. The itmar, it was learned in the Mishnah, ra'ata yom tedvav by nida, if a woman saw on the 15th, v'chodesh zeh in this month, Yom Tetzayin B'chodesh Zeh, 16th of the next month. V'yom Yudzayin B'chodesh Zeh, in the 17th of the next month. Rav Amar Kav'ala Veset. Ushmuel Amar Ashet Teshalesh V'dilug. Rav says, that's considered three times. Therefore, she has to be concerned that the next time, the next month, on the 18th, she's going to see blood. Whereas Shmuel says, no, you need to have three skips. Meaning the first one doesn't count. You need to have three after that. So she needs to see the 18th of the next month. And then she has to start worrying. So let's say the same machlok, it applies over here by the gores. So by the oxes. Amar Rav, Shama Kol Shofar Venagach Kol Shofar Venagach. He heard a shofar sound and he gored. Another shofar sound and he gored. Another one and he gored. Nasa Mu'ad Lo Shofar. He's Mu'ad for shofar blows. He gores when he hears shofars. Pshita, the Gemara says, obvious. Ma'od Etema would have thought, Hach Shofar Kamas Yuta Be'almahu Dinaktei. Maybe that first shofar blow is not really causing him to gore. He just got scared. And that's why he gored. But the next two are really what caused him to gore. So you only have two, you don't have three. Maybe that's what I would have thought. The first one doesn't count. Kamashman, and the Gemara says, no, all three count. And therefore, he's considered Mu'ad for Shofarot. Okay, I think we'll stop there for tonight. Let's do a 1-minute recap.